From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Attorney General John Ashcroft has recused himself from an investigation into the leak of a CIA operative's identity. Columnist Robert Novak published the name last summer, saying it came from two senior administration officials. If so, such a leak would be a felony. The CIA officer is the wife of former U.S. Ambassador Joseph Wilson, who had cast doubt on administration claims about Iraq's nuclear weapons program. The leak was seen as a way to discredit Wilson and stifle his criticism. Critics say the case was too politically sensitive to be headed by Ashcroft, who's a presidential appointee. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Ashcroft's recusal automatically gives oversight of the probe to Deputy Attorney General James Comey. Comey says he and Ashcroft have assigned the case to the U.S. Attorney in Chicago, Patrick Fitzgerald, and he called Fitzgerald an absolutely apolitical career prosecutor. Comey says he considered appointing an outside prosecutor, but decided that was, quote, not in the public interest, since it would delay the investigation. And Comey says Attorney Fitzgerald will actually have a broader mandate than an outside counsel would have.
I have today delegated to Mr. Fitzgerald all the approval authorities that will be necessary to ensure that he has the tools to conduct a completely independent investigation. That is, that he has the power and authority to make whatever prosecutive judgments he believes are appropriate, without having to come back to me or anybody else at the Justice Department for approvals.
Comey would not be specific on why, after first defending his office's ability to head the probe, Attorney General Ashcroft had now decided to step aside. He said only that he and Ashcroft periodically reviewed the evidence coming in from the probe, and the decision to change course was made in the past week.
It's fair to say that an accumulation of facts throughout the course of the investigation over the last several months has led us to this point. What those facts are and where they tell us we're going and is stuff I can't get into and that I would hope you would not speculate about.
Speculation has pointed to presidential adviser Karl Rove as either being the source of the leak or at least condoning it. Rove is a longtime associate and former adviser to Attorney General Ashcroft, and that fueled calls for an independent prosecutor. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer led those calls, and today he praised Ashcroft's decision to recuse himself from the case. In a statement, Schumer said, "It's not everything we asked for, but it's close." Law professor Jonathan Turley of George Washington University is more critical.
This investigation is like a live torpedo in the water. It can hit any high-ranking official, but it most certainly could do damage to the administration. So the appointment of the U.S. attorney in Chicago only solves a conflict issue in a partial sense. The U.S. attorney still has an interest in this administration and is still a political appointee to the president.
Deputy Attorney General Comey stressed that while Washington officials deal daily with the CIA and other agencies affected by this investigation, Attorney Fitzgerald, based in Chicago, does not. He also said Ashcroft's recusal was not based on any actual conflict of interest, as in, he said, a financial conflict, only on the appearance of such. But legal analyst Turley says that appearance was always there.
One can only assume from the appointment that there still remains great opposition to the appointment of a true independent investigator. And that leaves a lot of questions as to why.
So far, the FBI reportedly has interviewed more than 36 administration officials and sorted through boxes of documents, including White House phone logs and emails. Deputy Attorney General Comey says the probe is proceeding well with no attempts to block it. He says it will be up to new lead prosecutor Fitzgerald whether to keep the current investigators or appoint a new team. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.